Learning how to make a good brain great, or a difficult one better, has been my passion for the last 20 years. Having scanned and worked with more than 30,000 brains, more than any other living soul, it is very clear to me that the brain is involved in everything we do and everything we are. I have learned that when your brain works right, you work right, and that when your brain is troubled, you have trouble in your life. Brain health is essential to all aspects of the quality of life. Your brain can be even better than it is right now, and I will show you how, step by step. Whether you are already functioning at a high level, at work, in your relationships, or within yourself, and want to keep it that way, or you are struggling to get through the day and need help, improving the inner workings of your brain is the most important first step to having the life you want. I live in Newport Beach, California, which is a wonderful place, but it has the reputation for being home to a great number of plastic surgeons and for being what some people would call a plastic society. What many people do not realize when they go to the plastic surgeon to have their noses redone, their breasts enlarged, or their wrinkles alleviated is that they will still be the same on the inside after the procedure is finished. Change is much more effective from the inside out. My goal in this audiobook is to teach you to love and care for your brain as much as you love and care for your skin, your belly, and your bottom. To be your best self, you must have a brain that works at its best. This is what we strive to do at the Amen Clinics. The great news is that the brain is malleable and able to change. With targeted strategies, you can make a good brain great. But if you don't actively work a plan to help it, the brain becomes significantly less active with age. Lower brain activity and blood flow causes people to have trouble remembering facts and names. They become more easily fatigued. They struggle to learn new information, and they are at greater risk for more serious problems such as strokes or Alzheimer's disease as they move into their 50s, 60s, and 70s. Isn't it strange that most people are focused on taking care of their skin, weight, job, home, and pets while ignoring the part of them that matters most? It doesn't have to be this way. This audiobook is your guide to loving, caring, and nurturing your brain. To show you what I mean, here are a few examples of the kinds of people who can benefit from the information in making a good brain great. Bart, at 47, is a very good doctor who has built a thriving practice. But he's not taken very good care of himself. He feels tired at the end of the day and doesn't have much energy for his wife and young children. In the last 10 years, Bart has put on an extra 15 pounds and doesn't feel quite as sharp as he once did. No one would notice his problems, but he can feel that he is clearly not his best self. Angela, 38, owns a boutique dress shop. She's happy, energetic, and a good businesswoman. Her employees adore her, and she's been in a stable marriage for 15 years. One of her concerns is that both her father and her mother suffered from memory problems in their 60s, and she fears those same problems will happen to her. Marion, 26, works at an ad agency. She is alternately a star and then the problem employee. At times, she does wonderful work, and at other times, she drives everyone crazy with her temper, moodiness, and unpredictability. She has been on the verge of being fired several times. John, 62, is a business professor at a major Southern California university. Over the years, he has been seen by others as successful, happy, and funny. After a seemingly minor fall from a ladder at his home 2 years ago, he just hasn't been himself. It's been hard for him to describe the difference, and no one else seems to notice it. For the first time, he finds himself late grading papers, more distracted at meetings, and a bit more irritable with his wife. What do Bart, Angela, Marion, and John